KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball play last night, another close one for Atlantic as ADM defeats the Trojans 64-62. Also, it was Adair Casey over Walnut 58-35. Orient Maxburg beating Cam 60-47. Tri-Center topping Logan Magnolia 52-14. Red Oak beats Griswold 60-31. Riverside over East Mills 59-32. Harlan Downing Trainer 52-41. IKM Manning beat Audubon 66-29. Corning over Shenandoah 61-50. Lewis Central beats Sioux City East 55-39. St. Albert over West Harrison 75-17. Essex beat Nishnabotna 38-26. Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 73-58. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda 36-27. Guthrie Center over Earlham 43-40. Maple Valley beats West Monona 40-36. Missouri Valley over Boyer Valley 64-17. Panorama topping Van Meter 48-31. Sydney downing Heartland Christian 45-29. Peyton Sherdan beat Ankeny Christian 49-43. And Iowa Christian Academy over East Green 51-32. In boys basketball action last night, it was Adair Casey over Walnut 60-33, Cam over Orient Maxburg 56-37, Audubon topping IKM Manning 45-7, it was Red Oak over Griswold 52-32, Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 48-34, Riverside over Bedford 56-30, Clarinda beat Nottoway Valley 63-60, Boyer Valley over Missouri Valley 62-38, Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 50-34, Guthrie Center downing Earlham 54-37, Kemper Catholic topping Carroll 56-55. Lamar's beat Denison 73-52. West Harrison over Westwood 57-49. Mount Air beat Mormon Trail 63-37. Des Moines Christian topping Coon Rapids Bayard 57-40. Nishnabotna edging out Essex 58-56. West Monona got by Maple Valley 72-66. Panorama, a winner over Van Meter 41-38. It was Shenandoah 54-46 over South Page. Sioux City East defeated Lewis Central 61-41. Villisca gets by Lenox 61-56, and Woodward Granger, a winner over West Central Valley 67-35 in boys basketball last night. Also in high school wrestling play last night, a double duel at Kemper saw Audubon beat Carroll 65-12. Audubon also dumping Kemper Catholic 66-14. Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 42-39. Also in a quad at Creston last night, it was Creston beating Nottoway Valley 74-4. Creston beating I-35 63-12. Winterset over Nottoway Valley 45-33. And Winterset beat I-35 46-28. Also in a double duel at Trainer, it was Woodbine over Trainer 72-6. Woodbine beat Southwest Iowa also 72-6. And it was Southwest Iowa topping Trainer 36-30 last night. In men's college basketball last night, Andre Young had 19 points. T.J. Sapp added 13 off the bench, and Clemson pounded host Iowa 71-55. Tanner Smith had 14 rebounds and 8 assists for the Tigers, who won for the ninth time in their 13 Big Ten ACC Challenge matches. Clemson shot 52% from the field and stretched his lead to 23 points early in the second half over the Hawkeyes, who hit 16 of 56 shots and registered just 5 assists. Freshman Josh Oglesby had 15 points to lead Iowa, which fell to 2-9 in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Iowa has lost 3 of its last 4 games after an encouraging 3-0 start. Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim says that what happened on my watch will be revealed once police complete their inquiry into child molestation accusations against his former longtime assistant. In his first comments since longtime assistant Bernie Fine was fired, Boeheim says he is never worried about his job status in 36 years. Then he added, "I do my job. What happened on my watch, we will see. When the investigation is done, we will find out what happened." Advocates for sex abuse victims said Boeheim should resign or be fired for adamantly defending Fine and verbally disparaging two former Syracuse ball boys who accused Fine of molesting them. He said he didn't regret backing Fine when the allegations were first made public. Having known Fine for 48 years, Boeheim said he was just trying to be loyal to him. Syracuse University Chancellor Nancy Cantor has given Boeheim a vote of confidence. Boeheim was greeted with a standing ovation from the crowd of 16,649 at the Carrier Dome, where the fourth-ranked Orange walloped Eastern Michigan 84-48. James Sutherland scored 19 points to match his career high as the Orange improved their record to 7-0. Jared Sullinger scored 21 points, and three teammates were close behind as number two Ohio State roared out to an 11-0 lead and then never looked back in beating third-ranked Duke 85-63 in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Big Ten went 4-2 on the opening night of games against the ACC. Buckeyes fans chanted overrated at the Blue Devils in the final minute. Elsewhere in the top 25, 7th-ranked Baylor walloped Prairie View 90-54. Mike Scott had 18 points and 11 rebounds as Virginia used a 19-2 second-half run to take command and beat number 14 Michigan 70-58. And in a mild upset, Loyola Marymount upended 23rd-ranked St. Louis 75-68. NBA arenas are about to be unlocked for the first time since the lockout began on July 1st. A league spokesman says NBA players are going to be welcomed back to their team facilities, and teams have permission to begin speaking with agents this morning. Though details cannot yet be offered and no contracts can be signed before December 9th, a person familiar with the league's Christmas schedule tells the Associated Press that the NBA will now feature 5 games this year on December 25th instead of the originally planned 3. In the National Hockey League, it was Florida beating Carolina last night 3-1. The Islanders over Buffalo 2-1. St. Louis 2-1 over Washington. The Rangers beat Pittsburgh 4-3. Ottawa over Winnipeg 6-4. Phoenix 4-1 over Chicago. Calgary beat Nashville 1-0. And Vancouver 4-1 over Columbus. In NFL news, the NFL says Ndamukong Suh is appealing the 2-game suspension he received for stomping on the arm of a Green Bay lineman and being ejected from Detroit's Thanksgiving Day loss to Green Bay. The NFL plans to expedite the hearing to have a decision before the Lions play at New Orleans on Sunday night. If Suh doesn't win the appeal, he'll also miss the following week's home game against Minnesota. Suh has already been fined 3 times during his brief pro career for roughing up quarterbacks and another time for unsportsmanlike conduct. He leads the league with 9 personal fouls since 2010. It was a busy Tuesday for the NFL's Jaguars. They fired coach Jack Del Rio, replaced him on an interim basis with defensive coordinator Mel Tucker, signed general manager Gene Smith to a new 3-year contract extension, and they also announced that the franchise was sold to Illinois businessman Shahid Khan. Del Rio's job security had been tenuous since owner Wayne Weaver said that the coach needed to make the playoffs to secure a 10th season in Jacksonville. The Jags lost to Houston on Sunday, dropped them to 3-8. Del Rio leaves with a 69-73 record, including a 1-2 mark in 2 playoff appearances. The timing of the move makes sense as the Jags are struggling to sell tickets and they host a Monday night game against a 4-7 San Diego team that's lost 6 straight. Well, the winless Colts got rid of their defensive coordinator and changed quarterbacks on Tuesday. With his own job in possible jeopardy, coach Jim Caldwell says firing Larry Coyer was a move designed to improve communication and production. Linebackers coach Mike Murphy will take over the defense. Dan Orlovsky is replacing Curtis Painter under center and will make his first start since the 2008 season when he played for the 0-16 Detroit Lions. The Houston Texans have signed former Carolina Panthers quarterback Jake Delhomme, according to the player's agent, who says the 36-year-old Delhomme has been staying in shape and working with racehorses in Louisiana since he was cut by Cleveland in July. The Texans are dangerously thin at the quarterback spot in the wake of injuries to Matt Schaub and Matt Leinart. After spending the weekend in jail, linebacker Eric Walden apologized to the Green Bay Packers organization, his teammates, and fans on Tuesday in the wake of his arrest on suspicion of domestic violence. Browns starting linebacker Scott Fujita has been placed on injured reserve. His season ended by a broken hand. Pittsburgh safety Troy Polamalu is free of concussion symptoms, and coach Mike Tomlin says all things are positive for Sunday's AFC North showdown with the visiting Cincinnati Bengals. The Chiefs have released offensive tackle Jared Gaither just days after he committed a costly false start penalty in a loss to the Steelers. In baseball news, a person familiar with the decision says the Boston Red Sox have picked Bobby Valentine to be their next manager and were working on a complete contract. No announcement has been made. Several media outlets in Boston reported earlier in the evening that Valentine would be the team's new manager. The Red Sox declined to comment, but word was out around baseball. As Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda, who managed Valentine in the minors, told the AP, "He's got it. I just spoke to him a little while ago." Valentine was in Japan this week, where he managed from 2004 to 2009. He previously managed the New York Mets and the Texas Rangers. He had been working as a baseball analyst for ESPN. Reliever Jonathan Broxton and the Kansas City Royals have agreed to a one-year contract that guarantees the right-hander $4 million. That agreement, which also includes performance bonuses, is pending a physical. Broxton is a two-time All-Star, but he was limited to 14 games for the Dodgers last season because of elbow trouble. Royals general manager Dayton Moore says Broxton will be used in a setup role for closer Joaquin Soria. Giants general manager Brian Sabian and manager Bruce Bochy have received contract extensions, taking them through the 2013 season with club options for 2014. Those moves were expected this winter. Sabian is the longest tenured GM with one club in baseball. Greg Maddux is leaving the Chicago Cubs to join the Texas Rangers, reuniting him with his brother Mike. The Rangers said that Greg Maddux will become a special assistant to the general manager, the same role that he held with the Cubs the last two seasons. Brother Mike is the pitching coach in Texas. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.